This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Okay.
Playing this morning, Mark from Natomas. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning.
Mark, yeah, round of applause.
Oh, that's
Mark.
It. Great that's
job,
all
Mark.
You
one time.
You did it. Mark, do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Most mornings, yes.
Okay.
Do you get your ass handed to you?
Oh, my
wow.
God. Don't let her get in your head, Mark. Don't answer that question.
All right, Mark, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Get out, Katie.
Okay.
Mark, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. The Eagles were booed at home during their game yesterday, which isn't that unusual unless you consider that there aren't any fans in the stands and it was all piped in crowd noise.
That's amazing.
The Eagles play in what city?
Philly.
Question two. Sad news. The author of the book Forrest Gump, Winston Groom, died on Wednesday. He was 77. Forrest Gump was one of the biggest movies of the 1990s. True or false, in the movie Forrest Gump, Forrest's hometown of Greenbow, Alabama is fictional.
False.
Question three, more sad news. So sorry to have so much sad news today. That Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away on Friday at the age of 87 due to complications of pancreatic cancer. How many judges serve on the Supreme Court?
Seven.
Question four, people on Reddit discussed the oldest piece of technology in their house, and answers included microwave, rotary phone, cassettes but no cassette player, and top-loading VCR. What does VCR stand for?
Video cassette recorder.
And question five. Friday was National Hamburger Day. A restaurant in Michigan once made a nearly 2,000-pound cheeseburger that cost $10,000. How many tons is 20,000 pounds?
10.
Katie!
She's ready to go. And we're live on our Instagram Live right now if you want to give us a follow and watch behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie at End1065. Katie, you're going for your 423rd win today.
Yeah, I am.
Are you ready?
Do you hear that, Mark?
Do you hear that, Mark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't answer that, Mark.
All right, here we go. Question one. The Eagles were booed at home during their game yesterday.
That sounds about right from their fans.
Which isn't that unusual unless you consider there aren't any fans in the stands and it's all piped in crowd noise.
That is funny.
The Eagles play in what city?
Philadelphia.
Yes.
God, I love Philly.
That's funny.
Oh, what a proud hometown.
Question two. Sad news. The author of the book Forrest Gump, Winston Groom, died on Wednesday. He was 77. Forrest Gump was one of the biggest movies of the 1990s. True or false, in the movie Forrest Gump, Forrest's hometown of Greenbow, Alabama is fictional.
Ooh. I'm going to say that it is fictional. So, true? Okay.
That's correct. Question three, more sad news. Sorry for all the sad news. More sad news that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away on Friday at the age of 87 due to complications from pancreatic cancer. How many judges serve on the Supreme Court?
3 seconds. Nine.
I changed my answer before you said it.
Nine.
Damn it. It was before you buzzed the buzzer.
But I heard the buzzer.
It was...
Mark says he heard the buzzer.
No one's listening to you, Mark.
Mark, don't answer that.
Damn it.
Question four. People on Reddit discussed the oldest piece of technology in their house, and answers included microwave, rotary phone...
Microwave?
Oh, yeah. What? One of those old ones with the little dial?
Okay.
Rotary phone, cassettes, but no cassette player, and top-loading VCR. What does VCR stand for?
V...
3 seconds. Three, two.
Video.
One.
Console recorder.
Oh, uh-oh.
She threw me off because she started to write. What's wrong with...
Mark, shut up!
This isn't math.
Oh,
he's sassy.
You can't come for me.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Video cassette recorder.
What did I say?
Console recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And question five. Friday was National Hamburger Day. A restaurant in Michigan once made a nearly 2,000-pound cheeseburger that cost $10,000.
Wow.
How many tons is 20,000 pounds?
I told you, nobody knows this.
Hey, she's doing the math. She's figuring it out.
Okay, shut up. Okay, I only get... Three, oh, my God. You're already throwing me off.
Two.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, 20,000.
Uh-huh. One. And need an answer.
Need an answer.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Five, she's going to say seven. It. Three, two, one.
What was the question?
Mm. All right.
How many tons is 20,000?
7,000.
Oh, still no. 10 tons. 10 tons.
Nobody knows how much a ton is.
Mark did.
You guys.
I knew.
Excuse me?
Don't answer, Mark.
Mark got that right real fast,
yeah,
too.
Real fast.
Oh, I bet he did.
Mark, you better run.
Yeah.
She's giving you a head start.
Yeah, your car's going to explode.
What city is he in?
Mark's in Natomas.
I can get there soon.
Today's final score, Mark 3, Katie 2, Mark wins.
Woo!
Oh, boy.
Woo! It's not even for money, so who cares?
That's true.
You're yeah, that's true.
That's worth more.
It
Pride
isn't.
Is worth more.
It isn't.
More.
Pride is worth as much as Bitcoin.
Which is worth a lot.
We've got a real nerder.
Her record is
Mark,
down.
Mark, you're a good sport.
422 wins, 81 losses. Mark, I am so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
I am smarter than Katie.
You are sounding very braggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.